Okay. So let's continue with the Ben Ishchai, Parshat Vayechi. And we spoke last about the Tziruf of Minyanim. We spoke about a lot of very practical halachot. In the last class, we spoke about if you hear a bracha through the radio, through a tape, what constitutes being together in a minyan. Today, we're going to continue with more practical halachot. Halacha Chet. Kaddish shetafso me'omed. A person who was standing while the congregation said Kaddish. Kegon, Kaddish she'achar ha'amida ve'achar ha'alel. You were praying Amida, and then the Chazan says Kaddish, Kaddish titkabal. Say, for example, in such a situation, Shaya omed betchilata, you were standing, Yisha'er omed ad achar aniyat amen yehi shmei rabba. You should remain standing until the end of Yehi Shmei Rabba. Until Damiran Balma. V'chen yesh lizeher b'chol ha-kaddishim. So to all the kaddishim. Any kaddish that you were standing at the beginning of it, the only time you could sit is after Yehi Shmei Rabba. Shemizdamen shu haya yoshev shi'itchilu ha-kaddish. V'avar zaken u'tamid chacham v'kam mipnehem. Let's say there was a situation where you were sitting and then you had to get up because it was a tamid chacham or an older person that you have responsibility to get up for. Shisha'er omed ad achar aniyat amen yehi shmei rabba. Me'achar shekvar amad. Chashiv tofso me'omed. Now what you do is you remain standing for that duration of time. So Ben Ishchai is saying is that if you were standing, then you remain standing. Now, what's clearly inferred from the Ben Ishchai? Do you have to stand during Kaddish? No. He says, if you were caught standing, tofso. Tofso means caught. Almost like caught off guard. So here we're going to get into the whole topic of standing or sitting by Kaddish. What do the Sfaradim do? Very, very practical halakha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, says that a person is not allowed to lichroa bebaruchu. What that means is when they say baruchu, you see a lot of members of the congregation bowing. Okay? So now the Shulchan Aruch says a person is not allowed to do chriya, to bow, just any amount of times that he wants. Because, first of all, it's disrespectful to the halakha. You can't create your own, what you want to do. And secondly, it makes like a breach in the halakha. And it's disrespectful, let's say you're there with, you are praying in a minyan where they do not bow for baruch hu. And the rav over there doesn't bow for baruch hu. You go ahead and bow, so what you're doing is you're saying the halakha brings down. You're saying that I'm doing is right and what you're doing is wrong. Now I'm going to speak about the similar fashion. Then we'll get back to the Baruch Hu. Now it's brought down in Shara Kavanot in the name of the Arizal. Rab Chaim Vital said as follows: Mauri Arizal lo haya kam me'omed baniyat amen yeshmei rabba. The Arizal says Rab Chaim Vital would not stand during yeshmei rabba. He would sit. Now the whole source for standing comes from Yerushalmi, and the Arizal said as follows: Va'amar li. כי לשון הירושלמי שאומרים צריך לקום מעומד הוא מוטעה. The Arizal said that the source of the Yerushalmi that says you're supposed to stand during Kaddish is a misprint over there. It's a mistake. That's what the Arizal said. And therefore the Arizal said there is no makom to stand during Kaddish. Now, furthermore, as we said, it's brought down in Shelot V'Tshuvot Kol Eliyahu that in Kriyat HaTorah as well, we don't stand. And especially if one of your Rabbanim is there, and you're standing, or you're in a, let's say in a Bet Knesset, the Sfaradim don't have a minhag to stand, and you go ahead and stand, so you're showing in a sense that it's being disrespectful. It's not that you're following a minhag. If a person is from Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz and he's standing, so he's following his Minhag. But here you're not following your Minhag, you're Sfaradi. So why are you standing? So in a sense, the halacha brings down, it's like being disrespectful towards the rabbis or the leaders of the generation. Now, in terms of bowing for Baruch Hu, unanimously, across the board, whether it's Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, who brings down in Shalot V'Tshuvot Ol Tzion Chelek Bet and Perek Hey, speaks about the fact that Sfaradim do not bow. If it's Chacham Avadia, brings down that Sfaradim do not bow. The Chesed L'Alafim brings down that Sfaradim do not bow. The Kaf HaChaim brings down that Sfaradim do not bow. And the Ben Ish Chai say that Sfaradim do not bow during Baruch Hu. They all talk about this topic. They do not bow during Baruch Hu, unanimously across the board. Now, we'll see the Ben Ish Chai. We'll see the Ben Ish Chai when we get to it in Halacha Yud. We'll see the Ben Ish Chai, and he says in Od Yosef Chai, he says as follows: Nohagim hamon am leagbia atzmam, velo matzati minhag ze b'shum sefer. He says the hamon am, the people, sometimes they have this minhag to bow. He says, but I didn't find a source for this in any place, says the Ben Ish Chai. In a similar fashion, a few other places it might occur that it might be also an issue, would be in Berich Shmei, when we say before Kabbalat HaTorah, before taking out the Torah, Berich Shmei also, there are those that bow. It's brought down halacha, all the Tzion brings that we don't bow. Also in Berkat HaMazon, when there's a 10. Right? If a person follows Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, so they also bow, they do a little bit of an elevated, that we don't do as well. And not only that, as I told you, certain poskim hold that that's being disrespectful towards the halacha. Because it's, again, if that's your minhag, even many of the poskim of Bnei Ashkenaz hold that you don't, that there's no source for it. So if that's your minhag nevertheless, that's one thing. But if it's not your minhag, then as we said, what the halacha speaks about. Okay. Halacha tet. Keshem shetzarich lizeher mibracha sheena tzricha. Just like one has to be cautious, has to be careful from a bracha sheena tzricha. What's a bracha sheena tzricha? A bracha that's not necessary. For example, if a person said borei pri ha'etz on an apple, and then he says he's feeling in this enlightened mood, and he sees the light, and he wants to make another bracha on the apple, that's called a bracha sheena tzricha. That's not necessary. You praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu once. Now, after that, that would just be saying using God's name where it's not supposed to be used. So, a similar concept with Kaddish. Kach yizayir shelo larbot b'kaddishim. One should also be careful not to be marbe in Kaddishim. Miu. Nevertheless, im lamat Torah shebichtav. Now, if a person learned Torah shebichtav, the written Torah, ve'rotze lomar Kaddish yehesh lama, and he wants to say Kaddish yehesh lama, and then he learned Torah Shebaal Peh, what should he do? Ve'omer Kaddish al Yisrael, or lehefech, or he learned Torah Shebaal Peh first, and then he learned Torah Shebaal Bichtav. Let lamba, there's no problem. That's not considered marbe b'kaddishin. That's not a problem with marbe b'kaddishin. She'em b'ze marbe b'kaddishin. U'lekach no'agim po yirenu lomar kol yom achar kviut Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why here, says the Ben Ish Chai, we have, after we learn Torah Shebaal Peh, we learn the oral law, Kaddish Ad Yisrael, ve'achar kach, and afterwards, zomnim teilim, va'un kaddish yeshlama. Then we read teilim, and then we say yeshlama. That's not a problem. V'chen osim b'lech chag ha'shavot, v'oshana rabba. V'shamati she'gam ir ha'kodesh minhagam lomar, b'shte lilot ha'nizkarim, kaddish achar Torah Shebichtav. And so too we do on Shavuot, and oshana rabba, when they stay up all night. And I heard that this is also the minhag in Yerushalayim, in Ir HaKodesh, as you're referring to Yerushalayim, to do this as well, the Kaddish Achar Torah Shebaal Peh. So, Marbe B'Kaddishim means, if you say it over and over again, the same Kaddish. But if you say, Yuvi Torah Shebichtav, and then you say Yehesh Lama, then you read Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, what's the oral law? Gemara or Mishnah, something like that. And then you say Al Yisrael, even though it's immediately one after the other, that would be okay. Halachayut. כשם שאסור לעבור לפני המתפלל, just like you're not permitted to cross in front of one who is praying Amidah, כך אסור לעבור לפני האומר קדיש. So too, you're not allowed to cross in front of someone that's saying קדיש. There's no difference. וכמו שכתב בברכי יוסף, as it is written in ברכי יוסף, ויהי מנחת אהרון, דף סמך אלף. מיהו, nevertheless, נראה, אם הגיע האומר קדיש לעל ישראל. There's two parts to the קדיש. There's the beginning part, where there's the five אמנים, and then there's על ישראל afterwards. So at that point, יש לזה צורך לעבור לפניו, and it's at that point that you need to cross in front of him, because you have to get to the other side of the room, or he's blocking, or whatnot, shari. Then you can. But in the beginning part of Kaddish, then you should refrain from it. וכן אנחנו נוהגים, and this is our minhag as well, says the Ben Ish Chai. יש, הלכה יוד א', יש מרבה מבורך. Now the Ben Ish Chai is going to get into a little bit of technical הלכות. יש מרבה מבורך. What is the translation? הוא תרגום של יהי שמו הגדול מבורך. It should be שמי, the name, רבה, the exalted name of the Almighty, מבורך. It should be blessed. לכן, ימשוך מילת מבורך עם מילת רבה. The רבה and מבורך should be together. ויאמר מבורך הבית בקמץ, והרש בפתח. The bet, as we said, with a kamatz, and the resh with a patach. Excuse me, the bet with a kamatz, and the resh with a patach. She'az perusho kirum mevorach. He's blessed. V'kanizkar b'achronim, and this is mentioned in achronim. V'omer tav rishona shel tishbechata mechirik. The first tav should be with a chirik, that little dot. V'gam kshiyomar le'olam le'almei amaya, yimshoch milat yitbarach, imilat almaya. Also, when he says le'olam le'almei amaya, the Yitbarach that follows should be together with it. Now for us, we anyway continue the Sfaradim as we know, that the minhag of the Sfaradim is to continue all the way until Damiran Ba'alma. We say from the beginning, Yehesh Me Rabba, until Damiran Ba'alma, as opposed to minhag Bnei Ashkenaz that stop at Yitbarach or before that. So the Sfaradim continue all the way till the end. Shelo Efsik Ben Almaya LeMilat Yitbarach. You should not stop between Amaya and Yitbarach. Vayem Magen Avraham Siman Tzav. Umamar Mordechai. Gam Yizayir Ha'oneh Kaddish, also one who answers Kaddish, Lafsik Me'at Ben Amen Uben Yehesh Merabah. You should be careful that when you answer Amen, you should make a moment of a pause. Amen Yehesh Merabah. Why? Because the Amen, as the Ben Yishchai is going to say, is going on what you previously said. And Yehesh Merabah is already what he's going to say on the next part. So you have to make sure that it's stressed that way. That's the correct way of answering. Ki amen ze kaya deleil. It's going on what we said earlier. Umatchil hashevach, and the praise min yehesh merabah. Vizayer haoneh, and the one who answers kaddish lanot bechol kocho. You should answer with all of your strength. Rotzelomar, what does this mean bechol kocho? Bechol kavanato. You should answer with all of your. You should concentration. That's how the Ben Ish Chai is translating bechol kocho. There's a machloket. What does kol kocho mean? Does it actually mean with all of your strength? Or does it mean with your full concentration? The Ben Ish Chai is going with all of his concentration. The gam yarim kolo me'at, you should raise your voice a drop. Aval lo yarim yoter mikol haomer kaddish. You should not say, it's halacha that you cannot say the amen, yesh merabah mevorach, louder than he who is saying the kaddish. Kedin haone amen, she'eno rashai la'agbia kolo, you're not permitted to raise your voice, yoter min mevarech. We can discuss b'chesed la'afim, as is mentioned in the chesed la'afim. Who is the chesed la'afim? Rabbi Elazar Papo. But as a papa wrote numerous books. One of them is Yazu Chasidim on Musar, Pele Yoetz. And in Pele Yoetz, he writes that a person who learns his book, so in the heavens, he's going to be a lawyer for him. He'll pray for him. It's quite a promise. Not everybody could do something like that. He says if you make it a point to learn his book, then he's going to, in the heavens, it's going to be Melitz Tov. So too, the Sefer Yesod V'Shor Shavudah, written by Rabbi Alexander Ziskind, says that as well. Whoever learns in his book every day, he'll pray for him in the heavens. Special people. We'll be happy if we're just allowed into the heavens. We're not going to make any promises after that. V'aniyat kaddish kodemet l'aniyat kedusha. Now, if a person is in a situation where he hears kaddish and kedusha, what does he do? Kedusha is what the Chazan says, or kaddish. Yesh merabah. What should he answer? Im ba'im l'shmo b'yachad, you come to hear, you hear them together. What should you do? You answer the kaddish first. Aval im kvar yitchil la'anot kedusha. Let's say you're in the middle of hearing of answering kedusha. Lo yafsik la'anot kaddish. You do not interrupt to answer Kaddish. So if you heard the Kaddish first, if you hear the Kaddish and Kedusha together, you answer the Kaddish. If you're in the middle of answering to Kedusha and then you hear Kaddish, you do not interrupt your Kedusha. Aval Kedusha adayin lo shama v'oto yom. But v'chen yim glach shama Kaddish echad. If you already heard one Kaddish, v'anan, you answered. Aval Kedusha adayin lo shama v'oto yom, and you did not hear Kedusha that day yet. In that situation, you answer Kedusha first. So if you're in a predicament where you hear both, but you already answered a Kaddish that day, then you do not have to go ahead and answer Kaddish first, but rather you can answer Kedusha first. So that you fulfill your requirement of Kaddish and the necessary Kedusha. As it is mentioned in Chesed L'Alafim. V'im shnayim omrim Kaddish. Let's say two people are saying Kaddish at the same time. V'zeh makdim v'zeh ma'acher. One is saying it a little faster, one is saying slower. Yane achar ha-makdim. You answer the one that's faster. If two people are saying it together and one is in your vicinity and you hear him, you answer to him. Even though the person saying it, the other person might not have 10. But since you're part of a congregation that has 10, that person doesn't have 10 who are answering him, it's still okay. Agav, it's brought down in Halakha that a person should hear at least 7 Kaddishim every day. And the Arizal brings down that it's important to hear 12 Kaddishim every day. So the Arizal mentions Api Kavala.